The season ended for the Lady Cats basketball team Monday night in Lindale as state-ranked John Tyler defeated the Lady Cats 81-35. The Lady Cats were led by Deja Pruitt and Kaylee Jefferson, who both scored 12 points. The Lady Cats committed 34 turnovers against a tenacious full-court press by John Tyler. The Lady Cats trailed 26-6 after one quarter. I talked about the game with Lady Cats basketball coach Jeff Chapman.
We've seen some presses all year, and Hallsville probably, they hurt us pretty good in their 1-3-1 three-quarter press, but we worked on it, and got back here and played really good against it, and it wasn't a factor in the game. But John Tyler's full-court press, man-to-man, had to be the toughest. It was really tough getting the ball in. You're right.
Yeah, it's a testament to any time. It looked like they've got 12 players out there, and it seemed like anybody that touched the ball was triple teamed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how they do that.
Well, I mean, I told the newspaper guys that they're so athletic that it's tough on that inbounds. And once you get it inbounds and get the ball to the middle of the floor, once that happens, I think they're soft at the basket. But it's tough getting the ball out of the backcourt. It seemed like a double team was coming. You might say triple team, but I saw a bunch of double teams, and they had quite a few talented girls. They got the right pieces. They shot the ball well during the course of the game. They got a number of layups. I still got to go back to restructuring our press and trying to learn to break the press. Without Desi, it was more apparent last night than ever. As the year went on, we started adjusting to not being with her, but that full court press, just made you think back. If Desi could have been there, that would have been some pressure off the other kids. But it was really tough. But at different times when we did get the ball to the floor, through Kaylee and Deja, the starting five and the rotation, we got the ball up. And second quarter is probably our best quarter, breaking the press and getting down and going to the basket. We really got, some things going. We were down by so many, but we got some things going, and we felt better about second quarter. But then third quarter, we struggled again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of says it well. We talk about working the press, and I thought it was good to use Kaylee Jefferson because she's going to have bigs on her most of the time, and she has good ball skills. Mm-hmm. But they didn't take them long to figure that out, too, and they started treating her like a guard, and they were all over her, too.
Right, you're right. The times that we did get it to Kaylee, and I thought in my mind, bring her up because she's a big, and shit, they could lob it up to her against the guard because they brought guards up front. And then once we get it in, try to rotate the ball around and get it to the middle. But that's something we got to learn with our younger players. The spacing that we had was still not good. Once we got the ball in, we stood instead of cutting to the middle and moving down the floor. We're a little intimidated. From the beginning of the game. Mm-hmm. After we warmed up and came back in, I could tell that we were under stress a little bit, and this being actually playing in the game. When it matters, that was our first time with a lot of those kids, except for Casey and Kristen. Deja played some last year in our rotation, but she wasn't one of the main factors. Her being Deja Pruitt and Kaylee Jefferson being our leading scorers most of the year. Mm-hmm. But it's something that we have to chalk up to experience and a learning situation.
KSST Sports.